Women have served in battle in limited capacity since the beginning of war, but during World War II, when the men were needed in combat, women pulled up the ranks in greater numbers and in more capacities than ever before. In 1944, at the age of 22, Indiana Hunt enlisted to serve her country. She was assigned to a newly created battalion.
I was lucky enough to be selected for the first 800 black whites to go overseas. So they called us the 688 Postal Unit. Mail had piled up in England. It piled up something terrible. Anyway, we had to work day and night to send it to the different camps. I don't know how the regular post office you work, but we had names that we worked on, and we had to readdress the mail.
In the first book to document the lives of these trailblazers, To Serve My Country, To Serve My Race, author and University of Buffalo sociologist Brenda Moore wrote, although the 688's official mission was to redistribute backlogged letters and packages sent to soldiers, its underlying mission was to debunk the notion that African-American women were inferior.
Back then, I think they weren't too... different organization wasn't too happy about it, but it's something that they had to accept. And when I went in, I came from a small town, and I really was surprised. I never was in a regular camp. As soon as I signed up, in 2 months, I was called to go overseas. First problem was traveling down there from Buffalo. We had to change trains in Washington, D.C., because at that time they had signs for blacks only and stuff like that.
How did that make you feel?
No, I wasn't used to it because I was raised up in the northern state of Buffalo, Niagara Falls, New York. That's where I was raised. And like I said, we didn't have to get in the back of the we rode in the regular train.
And once she arrived to her overseas assignment, first in England and then in France, Indiana says she stayed on base much of the time.
We were having problems. It's nothing now, but we were the first black group to be sent overseas. There were back camps, a couple of Huachuca or something like that, a couple more camps that had black whites, but no black whites had been sent overseas.
Indiana was honorably discharged on November 10th, 1945, but it wasn't until nearly 70 years later that the military officially recognized her service and the service of the 688th.
I know we got the women that belonged to the 888 group. We got a medal for going overseas. Then they gave us recommendation for how fast we got rid of the mess that they had.
Why did it take so long?
You know, when a lot of the veterans, women, come out of the service, they change names, you know, I got married after I got out of the service. So I think that's why it took a while to run me down.
From talking with her, I knew Indiana was spending the first half of her Veterans Day today on dialysis. But I wondered how she felt her service had influenced her life overall. What does Veterans Day mean for you?
It means a lot to me because it made a big change in my life because I left a little small town. And when I came out of the service, I stayed in New York City with my mother. And it was a different ball game in New York City than Niagara Falls, New York. Because the blacks had good, nice jobs, different things like that. In fact, that's where I got my job. When I came out of the service, I worked for the New York State Department of Labor Unemployment Insurance. I worked for them for 41 years, and I was the first black office worker they had. So we didn't have office jobs for blacks when I was in Niagara Falls years ago, back in the 40s.
Well, you're quite a pioneer in a lot of different areas then.
Yeah. So it's a good experience. I can always look back on it. For me, I couldn't think of anything better, even though I'm not doing too well now. But I'm 94 years old. I'm lucky I'm still here.
Indiana Hunt Martin of Niagara Falls and the waxed 688th Postal Unit.
You know, nowadays, I don't think people even know what the wax was. It's an experience I would tell you, too, that I wouldn't give it up for nothing.
Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.